Chapter 9. I didn't know what his plan was, and I was scared he didn't have one. I didn't want him to go shuffling up the drainpipe or something with Mrs. Creed right in the next room. I grabbed his elbow as he got to Allie's curb and said, "Hold up." He huffed a little, and I did too. I was also shaking, even though I had my coat on and he didn't. He didn't even have shoes on. He stood there, dancing a little in his socks. "You got a plan?" I asked him.
"No, I just got guts."
He laughed, but didn't take off again. He stood there on the curb, staring at the Creed's house. "Okay, we've got to have a plan," I said. After I stood there in stunned silence for a minute or two, he said,
"Well?"
I was clueless. "You ever do a break-in before?"
"Yeah, lots of times."
"So how do you do it?" I wondered why he was waiting for me to think it up, knowing I was all wet.
"Usually we wait until dark and get all drunk, and then we just try it. I probably broke into 20 places. After a while, I just stopped doing it. Last year, probably."
"How come?" I asked.
"Because I always got caught."
He kept laughing.
"Always?" "Always. I had bad luck. Once it was a trailer and the windows were real small. I got stuck on the way in. Cops had to wedge me out with a crowbar before they could charge me."
I looked at him with my jaw hanging. "Seems like if you tried it 20 times, you would get a little bit good at it." He shrugged.
"Maybe I didn't really want the stuff. Maybe I was just trying to raise some hell. Make some kind of a point. I don't know. All I know is I didn't want that stuff as bad as I want this diary, or whatever it is."
"Why do you want this so bad?" I hunted for something that made sense behind this insane-looking determination of his. He pulled a cigarette out of his jean jacket pocket and lit it with a lighter. He inhaled really deep, then exhaled.
"I got called into the principal's office on Thursday for cutting out at lunchtime. In my car. Proctor seen me."
He took another drag on the cigarette. It was no secret that he tried to cut out at lunchtime every day in his car. Half the time, the proctor didn't even bother writing him up anymore. It wasn't worth the slip, because Beau never learned his lesson.